Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuz for Yisrael Daniel ben Shena Dina, the bracha ba'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadav. In Sfas Emes and Parashas Pinchas, we'll begin b'siyata d'shmaya, Tuf Reish Lamed Dalid, in the fourth Maimer. We read in Pirkei Avos, in the Perek, that was read that week in the year Tuf Reish Lamed Dalet 5634. Yoser Milimudcha Asay, right in the summer we have a minute to learn Perek of Pirkei Avos every Shabbos. So Yoser Milimudcha Asay, Mishnah Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet. Do more than you have learned. We also find earlier Kochach Shachmas Maisim Rum Chachmas or Chachmas Miskayemis. Anyone whose Maisim, his deeds, are more than his knowledge, his knowledge survives. So we see that you should do more than you should learn. You should have more maisim than you have chachma. So how is it possible? How is it possible to do more than you know? Only through the desire and the will with all your heart to do more than you understand. Through this, all the tikkunim are made. In other words, Chazal are not talking about doing more than we know. We can't keep Shabbos if we don't know the halachas of Shabbos. You're talking about somebody who knows what to do, but doesn't understand why. So Chazal are telling us, do more even than you understand. And if you have this will and this desire with all your heart to do more than your hasagos, to do more than you understand, through this you make the tikkunim. So you don't get it, you don't understand why you're doing the mitzvahs, and you do them anyway. Through this you're mitaken. K'mashikasa v'hinoam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu U'Maase Yadeinu Konen Aleinu U'Maase Yadeinu Koneneyu. Perish B'Zohar HaKadosh Av She'en Yodeh Alas Is Karoi. So the pasuk says, may the pleasantness of Hashem, our God, be upon us, and the work of our hands establish for us, and the work of our hands establishes. So David HaMelech is asking that our Maisim alone should fix us in the spiritual world, even if we don't have all the proper kavanas. The noam Hashem should be aleinu, the pleasantness of Hashem should be upon us because of the work of our hands, even though we don't chap, even though we don't get it. Av she'en yodeh la'aseh karoi, we don't know how to do it properly. We don't know all the deep kavanas. But still, it should work. So also if we have a desire, so we're going to have siyata d'shmaya to do things that are normally out of the realm of our capacity, of our capability. When a person has true ratzon, they give him opportunities that he wouldn't to accomplish things he normally wouldn't be able to accomplish. Because b'derech shadim rotze leilech, the person you want to go, the path you want to go on, malichem also HaKadosh Baruch Hu leads you in that path. So we learn in this Sfas Emes, first of all, that you should do even though you don't understand, and that makes the tikkunim. Like the Zohar says, even though you're not doing it properly, you don't have all the right kavanas, just doing it right is enough. But if you have a chefetz and a ratzon to do more than hasagas ha'adam, more than you understand, so that counts. And you want to achieve the highest levels even though you don't get it, you don't fully understand what you're doing. And also, if you have this great ratzon to reach high madregas, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you abilities that you normally didn't think you had. Continues Rabbeinu in the next shtickle, Menucha Shleima Shata Rotzeba. So we see that in Shabbos Mincha, we say Yaakov Avanav Yenuchu Bo Menucha Semes Ve'Amuna, Menucha Sa'av Nadav, Menucha Semes Ve'Amuna, Menucha Shalma Shalva, Ve'Hashkeit Ve'Vetach, Menucha Shleima Shata Rotzeba Yekiru Ve'Necha Ve'Yedu, Ki Me'itacha Hi Menucha Sam, Ve'Al Menucha Sam Yakdishu Es Shemecha. So Yaakov and his sons will rest on Shabbos, a rest of love and magnanimity, a rest of truth and faith, a rest of peace and serenity and tranquility and security. It sounds great, Rav Hosai. A complete rest that you desire. Your children will recognize and know that their rest is from you, and through their rest, they will sanctify your name. Says Rabbeinu, this Vasem is Perush. Shebishabbos yesh menucha b'chol anyanim heim b'gashmias heim b'avoydus Hashem yizbarach. On Shabbos we rest from everything, both in Gashmias and Avodas Hashem. Chen tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu lios nochem bo gam im melechas avoda, kdei sheyanikra hamenucha b'chol davar. So, we say that it should be a menucha shleima. It should be a complete menucha. So, menucha means complete rest. It's not just you stop doing certain activities, but it's that you feel a complete sense of serenity. So when you stop doing your melechas avodah on Shabbos, it's not only that you're stopping those specific actions, but it's really menucha b'chol davar. It's complete serenity. In the Sfasemis, in Bereishis, in the first Maimer, he talks about how a system only works smoothly, it's only in a state of, you could say it's in a state of rest when it's working smoothly. Every component is performing its function. There's no friction. It's the idea we discussed in the previous year of Shalom. Shalom is a shleimus, is a completion where every cog in the machine is doing their job. So when every part in the system is doing their job, then you see the intention of the system. You see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's purpose in creation, where everything is doing their job. That's the idea of menucha. Menucha is what a person feels when he's doing what he was set out to do, what his purpose is in this world. והטעם שמסגלה בשבס רצן השם יזברך שיש לו נייחה בשבס מהבריא על ידי שומרי שבס. כשמסגלה רצן השם יזברך נמצא מנוחה בכל הנבריים כי כולם נברים מנו יזברך שישלם עשה כל. It's the idea of creation being at rest. And Shabbos, it is revealed the will of Hashem that He has naicha, He has this rest on Shabbos from the Bria, from the creation, through the Shomrei Shabbos. And when this will is revealed, we find menucha in all the Nevraim, because we were all created from Hashem, and Hashem is the shlemus of everything. Vezesha kasav, and that's what it means, she'ata rotzeba. This is what you wanted, menucha shleima, it's a complete menucha. She'ata rotzeba, this is what you wanted. Since this is what you wanted, it's a complete menucha. Because everything is doing what they're supposed to be doing. We're all resting and recognizing that God is the creator. We're not creators on Shabbos, we rest from our creation. And and we show who the real creator is. אבל המבוקש מבני ישראל לזדבק בעיקר המנוחה יכירו ויעידו. We recognize and know. So in other words, we're not just resting ourselves, we're trying to be davek, we're trying to cling to the Iker Menucha. This is a Menucha Shlema Shatarotze, but this is what Hashem wants. Hashem wants this Naicha Nebriya, that everybody is resting and acknowledging the Creator, that He created this entire system, not us. And then when we rest on Shabbos, we are supposed to be feeling that this is God's rest. That God has Naicha from the Bria when we're resting in this way. V'ayidei zeh hi menucha shlema b'kol, aval ha'mavakeh avukash mibnei Yisrael l'zdabek v'ikra menucha. So yes, there's menucha in creation, but we have to also be cognizant of this, that we are clinging to Hashem's menucha. Again, menucha, when is a person at rest? A person is at rest when things are the way they're supposed to be. He knows that in his bank account, he has a few million stowed away for a rainy day, his house is paid off, his bills are paid, he's healthy, the air conditioning is on, it's a pleasant spring day, sitting and drinking a cold drink with his beautiful wife, holy children, singing songs, and he thinks, it doesn't get any better than this. They're singing Shevach of Hashem, Zmiris on a Shabbos afternoon, and nothing lacks for this person in the world. And halavai that he should see the whole creation, that nothing lacks in creation, and that's the way we're supposed to see the world on Shabbos, as we say in Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, Tov L'Hodos L'Hashem, it talks about the Shlemus of creation. So Hashem has Naicha from creation, and we have to be Dovek in the Iker Menucha. So now that everything is settled and everything is taken care of and we have no worries, so we set aside everything and we're Dovek, we cling to the Iker Menucha, to Hashem's Menucha in the Bria. Hashem's pleasure, his sense of rest and serenity with the world that we have. That's what we have to connect to on Shabbos. Adoni Abizikni Mar Rabbi Amar Hakamara Maganik Bisha Shabis Nochum Lo Mishalus Libo. Zaracha Adam Lahachan Lo Ratzin Emes Lios Mishalus Libo La Shemis Barachul Abudasa. So the Chiddush Arim says that if you're Ma'anik Shabbos, if you give Shabbos your oneg, pleasure, then all of the hearts of your desires are given. And a person has to prepare himself with a true will that his mishalos libo will be for Hashem in his avoda. It says all the hearts of your desires are fulfilled, but you have to work on yourself that the hearts of your desires relate to avodas Hashem. V'zeh mishalos leiv hu kol yemei hashavua v'chsi v'sham v'nei Yisrael etc. as hashabos perish lashon hamtana ששומרים ומצפים למנוחה של שבת קודש שיוכלו לסקריב לאמס. So this is a beautiful Hasidic interpretation of the pasuk Shomer es yom haShabbos lekadsho, that the Rosh Hashem says that all week the mishalos leiv are all week long. That's when we have our heart's desires all week long. What are we waiting for all week long? So the word v'shomer means to guard, but it also means to wait, to anticipate. Like it says by Yaakov after Yosef's dreams, Ve'aviv shamar es hadavar. He, Rashi says, he waited to see when it was going to happen. He knew that Yosef's dreams were going to come true. Ve'aviv shamar es hadavar. So to v'shamar v'nei Yisrael for Shabbos. We anticipate Shabbos. We wait for the menucha of Shabbos so that we can come close to the truth and we can straighten our hearts. Elav yisbarach ta'ashem. Shazel Ikra Hamanucha b'Shabbos. That's the Ikra Menucha on Shabbos. The Ikra Menucha on Shabbos is not just taking a nap, not just chilling out, relaxing. It's that our hearts should be shalim with Hashem, should be directed to Hashem all week long. That's the Mishalos Leiv. All week long we're waiting. When are we finally going to get Shabbos? Because we want to be in this spiritual state of serenity, of clinging to Hashem's Menucha. Kama shekasev b'zor HaKadosh, the pasuk shvu ish tachtov says in the pasuk al yetz ish mimkom v'yom Shabbos shvu ish tachtov. So you're not allowed to go out of your place on Shabbos. The Zohar connects this with the pasuk of Baruch Kavod Hashem Mimakomo. Al Yetzi Ish Mimakomo, it's the Makom of Hashem. So don't distance yourself from Hashem on Shabbos. Vaydeze Lasos is a Shabbos L'Dorosan Bris Olam. Perish Adi Atshuka B'chol HaShavua L'Shabbos Kodesh. Aydeze Mekablam HaShabbos Karoi. Lios Iskashris Kol HaMaisim B'Shabbos Kodesh. Lahamshich ha'aretz Shabbos l'doroisem b'ris olam. We make Shabbos for the generations as a eternal covenant. What does that mean? Through the tshuka b'chol ha'shavua l'Shabbos Kodesh. All week long we're waiting. When is Shabbos finally going to come? Through this, we're mekabel Shabbos as we should, to connect all of our maisim to Shabbos, to draw the light of Shabbos for all the doros as an eternal covenant. We're miskasher kol maisim, all of our deeds during the week are connected to Shabbos, are in anticipation of Shabbos, that we're preparing ourselves spiritually for Shabbos. And through that, it's going to be L'dorosim b'ris olam. It's going to be an eternal covenant. If we accept Shabbos correctly, that gives the Shabbos, the koach, to continue for all the generations. So what we learn from this maimer of the Sfas Emes is how important it is to wait for Shabbos and anticipate Shabbos all week long. Do all of our deeds should be connected to Shabbos, and Rishon l'Shabbos, Sheni l'Shabbos, and then when Shabbos finally comes, to put everything aside. We're no longer in the world of competition, we're no longer in the world of commerce, of high finance, of keeping up with the Goldbergs. We're just in a world of bliss, of menucha, where we're resting even in spirituality. We're not pressuring ourselves, how come we didn't learn enough, how come we didn't do enough, we're not okay, we're not beseder, what's wrong with us, all of these feelings. The Sfas Emes says Shabbos yesh menucha b'chol ha'inyanim hein b'gashmias hein b'avoydas Hashem yizbarach. That's menucha shleima shata rotzeva. It's a complete menucha. So any sense of tension or anxiety on Shabbos is against the rules, because Shabbos was mandated as a day of complete rest, of complete serenity. Menucha shleima shata rotzeva, but makiru v'necha v'yedu kimeitcha menuchasa, that we should know that this is your menucha, Hashem. You're pleased with creation. You're at peace with your world on Shabbos. And we are connecting to that. We're connecting to your menucha. So obviously the point of Shabbos is to become more spiritual beings, more godly centered beings, and to identify with the menucha of Hashem kiviyachol, that Hashem has on Shabbos. That he didn't feel anything was wrong. You only act if something is wrong. You only create if you're lacking. But comes Shabbos, comes Menucha. There's nothing left to do. We can just enjoy the bliss of being in the presence of Hashem, just like Hashem Kaviyachal enjoys when we are feeling in the bliss of being in His presence. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.